This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:11 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hizril, and we're now looking at the MACC deleting its Twitter account, which social media users pointed out yesterday after all of its posts were removed. But they didn't stop there, as tons of questions were asked about why it was done, with some tweeting that it was because, well, apparently, jokingly, the new government had already eradicated corruption.
However, the agency said that this was due to technical problems and denied that it was closed on purpose. It also asked the public to not speculate or put MACC's reputation on the line. Before this, MACC's Twitter account was actually one of the most followed government accounts, with 87,000 followers, topping even the Ministry of Finance, which has almost 79,000.
Yeah, so I think it's just happening at a very... And whatever it is that caused them to delete their account, it's just happening at a very bad time, right? We recently saw a lot of anger at Rizaz Aziz's case, the judgment that came from that. And we're also seeing perhaps right now that there is really a no questions asked sort of informal policy happening, right? At press conferences held by ministers, only official government media is allowed there. That includes Bernama and RTM. Not many others are allowed or invited. Parliament's also only been one day. No questions asked again. Again, no other media other than no media other than the official government's one were allowed to be there. And the amounts of live press conferences, you can very loosely call them live press conferences, save for the Health Ministry's one held by the DG, hasn't been an avenue for any sorts of questions asked. So I think it's just coming at the climate where it seems like the government is not really promoting these questions, this culture where things can come into question.
Right. But I think one thing that ran through my mind was, you know, if they wanted to pull down the Twitter account, well, you know, why not pull down the Facebook account too? Speaking of which, I'm looking through the old posts and there's one from November 2019, and two of the headlines, one of them reads, "Semua duit masuk pocket." And then the other one says, "Case berbicara perbicaraan laporan audit perbicaraan 1MDB dijangka hari ini." And then there's a picture of Najib Razak. There's another article on Zahid Hamidi's 1MDB proceedings. And I've never looked at the social media accounts before, and I'm quite shocked at how... ballsy the MACC sort of, you know, got with its content, right? Covering these headlines, you know, an official public government institution that, you know, I couldn't imagine them publishing these things before Pakatan Harapan got into power. And now I'm looking at the recent posts and it's sort of become... You know, COVID-19 updates, you know, sort of redundant SPRM officer pictures, you know, about cooperation and transparency and all that. And, you know, I wonder if there is something going on inside just from looking at these posts that do exist. And, you know, I guess in some cases, pictures are worth 1,000 words.
Yeah, and if you think about it, the reason why it had such a huge following, its Twitter account, it's likely because people are just curious what's going on. And then it's already giving a lot of, at that point in time when the MACC was very active, posting on social media, running all those cases, making appearances in news, where it was giving itself a lot more credibility and legitimacy to it, the work that it was doing. But with this move, I feel like it might actually be hitting that quite a bit, right? It's been an effective source of information. It's been an easy way to kind of sort of get updates on what's going on, say for being able to access MACC itself. So we're also seeing maybe some of the impacts for the work of journalists, right? Where, well, okay, you know, some of the information is easily disseminated there, so we can break it down. And maybe even what we're seeing is that it's actually sometimes easier to get in touch with government agencies, with MPs and ministers, and they reply you through Twitter and not through that official email you might have sent, right? So this is quite a big deal, even though it's just like, well, it's just them maybe wanting a spa day away from Twitter. But it can't be, because they are a government agency.
Yeah, and I don't know if whatever the MACC comes up with, whether it really is a technical glitch, I don't know whether they can come back from this and sort of bounce back up and gain the trust of the public, because the timing, like you said just now, is just so bad. It comes after the whole Rizaz's debacle with the former AG and the current AG, and it's coinciding with so many things that I think everyone is, to an extent, it just lost a large chunk of its reputation, and I don't know what it's going to take to sort of bounce back from that. And, you know, it looks simple. It's a deactivated Twitter account, but I think underneath that, there might be more going on.
Ooh.
So, Suspense.
So we're now going to cross over to Jahaba Sadiq, editor at The Malaysian Insight. Jahaba, thanks so much for joining us today. So the MACC has stated officially that the account deletion was due to technical issues. Do you buy that reason, or are you reading more into this?
Well, there's only three things that can happen. One is the organization or the person with a Twitter account deletes the account. When someone deletes the account, they could do it on purpose, or they can do it accidentally. And then, of course, you've been hacked, and the person who hacks your account deletes the account or would actually normally put up something else to say that they've hacked into the account and have taken over the account. So I think when the MACC said there's a technical issue, they contacted Twitter support, nobody buys it, because it never happens, right? No one accidentally says, my account got deleted. It doesn't exist because it's a technical fault. It's almost impossible to delete a Twitter account. You could only suspend it for 30 days. You know, there's a lot of steps to delete an account as far as I can see, right? So, yeah, so I to put it in essence, I, like most people who have the Twitter account, cannot buy the reason there's a technical issue.
So there have been concerns about how forthcoming this government has been, and that's related to how only official government media is invited to parliament and certain press conferences. Do you view the MACC Twitter issue in the same vein?
I think the reality is that this government that came in on March 1st does not have a coherent communication plan to engage with not just journalists, not just the media, but also the people of Malaysia. It's mainly one way. If you notice, the Prime Minister, and he does television broadcast, and now, of course, he's in quarantine. The Senior Minister for Security has a daily briefing where only state media is invited. There is no other media that's invited. The quality of questioning has improved. I have to say, some of the journalists from RTM do ask some tough questions, but you still don't get the kind of probing questions that others would ask because they're independent of any government funding, right? The only person who actually invites all the media and gets into a crossfire at times is the health DG. But he's a civil servant. He's not a political leader. He has always been part of the civil service. He didn't become a health DG on March 1st, 2020. So I think you can say that, I can personally say that this government is at great pains to deflect and just choose to say what it wants to say one way rather than take a feedback from journalists.
How do you view the importance of government agencies maintaining a presence on social media?
I think it's imperative that all government agencies have a social media presence, because they are front-facing, they face the public, and you know, for the longest time, in the last 5-10 years, exemplified by President Donald J. Trump, you want to put out your own narrative, you want to put out your side of the story without what you consider a spin or disinformation or fake news. So I think every government agency, every government department, every politician, every minister, every deputy minister would have their own accounts so that they can put out their narrative the way they want to. And if any of them have this unlikely, and if they want to say it's a technical issue, delete it or erase it, it's a cause of concern.
Right, and specifically for MACC, why is it crucial for them to be on social media?
Well, we are a country where corruption is endemic. It's institutionalized for a longer time. And this was the reason why the Barisan National Government lost the election 2 years ago, because they were accused of corruption, of theft, one of the greatest kleptocratic cases ever in the world. And then there was a change of personnel in a lot of top government agencies, the MACC, the police and all that. And the new team that came in made sure that they informed the public what they needed to inform on a regular basis, right? And just beyond media itself, they did not use state media to do it. They did it on their own, issuing releases and all that. So when you have a change of government and then suddenly things are getting not just reversed, but erased, deleted, and suddenly there's a black hole, right? I mean, as of today, there is no SPRM Malaysia account, right? If you try searching for it, it doesn't exist. And strangely, it's one of the very few accounts that don't exist at all. You know, at least with President Trump, Twitter just put up a link and say, check the facts, right? This one is like, it didn't happen, right? All the tweets that SPRM had put out, MACC had put out all this past 2 years and before that, it's just obliterated, right? We can't find it unless there's a way back machine for us to track it down, which I doubt there is now for Twitter.
And how do you view the greater significance in terms of accountability on the part of the government when something like this happens and the Twitter account of a trusted government agency just disappears?
I think the greatest significance is that the impression we get is that the government agency is trying to delete its past because it's trying to appease or be nice to people in the current government who were affected by the MACC in previous investigations or implicated in cases. So it tells you that the institutions are not strong to stand on their own 2 feet. They are prone to political influence, or they are prone to be sycophants to the government of the day, right? And any which way you look at it, it doesn't augur well for the country, because we want institutions to be independent of the political process, right? That if this is His Majesty's agencies, right? That they serve the public at large, not the politicians in power. So when these things happen, it's a step back. It's 2 steps back from the kind of nation that we want, right? Where civil servants are independent of the political processes and decision-making.
And as a journalist for the Malaysian Insight, how does social media assist your work?
I think it's the only way or main way that people actually rely on news because they either don't subscribe or basically Facebook post or Twitter postings is their RSS, is their way of subscribing to what's important from important accounts for them to keep track of what's going on in their daily life, right? Rather than, getting onto a desktop or a laptop and searching for news. I think the reliance is even more important now because most people just rely on their handphones, right? And Twitter app is light. It's you get a brief information in 280 characters. If you want to know more, you click on the link and you do a deep dive into issues, or you use a search engine and look at all sides of the argument, so to speak. So for journalists, it's also an important way of tracking politicians and agencies, particularly now with COVID-19, right? Not just Malaysian sources, but regional staff, WHO. What's happening with the aviation industry, the hoteling industry, and all that. So social media is very important because that's how we keep track of things. you know, we it's a push rather than a pull, in the sense that it comes to our attention as we go up our timeline.
So if we're to turn our attention to how the government has been using social media to communicate with us, overall, do you think it's been effective? Can anything be done to improve in that aspect?
Well, so this is actually very strange, because I think the government is doing something, but they are doing it for their electorate, their voter base, right? They're using political party platforms, maybe to some extent even cyber troopers or supporters, to push their messaging to their people. Social media is very divided. You know, the things you and I talk about in KL, we want things in many different languages, not just Bahasa. And we want it as plain vanilla as possible, without any loading of political shade or hue. But the government of the day, they use other ways of pushing their side of the story to people who might be partial to them, or who could be influenced because they're not listening or they're not reading contrarian viewpoints. So I can't say that the government isn't doing anything. I think they are doing a lot. We are not part of the audience that they want, because they think that, you know, we're opposed to everything they do. But they are doing things for their electorate, for their water base, right? And that's going on. You can see that there's a divide in social media as much as there is in real Malaysia, right? And that's what we have to acknowledge. So I can't say the government isn't doing anything. I know they're doing things, but I'm not the audience that they want.
Right. One last question, Java. Back in the previous government, there had been this whole issue on whether or not sufficient emphasis or investment was placed in communications. Do you see it being a priority today?
I don't think so, because I think this current government is a mixture of the Barisan National Government parties, PAS, and one part of Bersatu. They are so reliant on state machinery, state media, to push their narrative and their messaging through. So they're not going to rely on social media, because the ones who listen to them, their audience that they want, are also reliant on television, on public radio, on information department, bulletins and all, through mosques and all that. So civil servants, they just do what they have to do. It's not part of the imperative to explain things, right? And when they start explaining things, then you got to wonder why they're explaining things. We still haven't changed that much from 2018. You know, to find someone like Dr. Noor Hisham to go daily on TV is because there's a pandemic. Otherwise, you know, he won't be on TV, right? So they have a reason to do what they do. But to go beyond the call of duty to do it, I have my doubts that the government of the day is interested in that. I have my doubts that the civil servants who are in management are interested in that too. So we are left trying to find a glimmer of what's going on between all the double speak and between what they say.
Jabba, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Jabba Sadiq, editor at The Malaysian Insight, talking to us about the deletion of MACC Twitter account. Keep sending us your thoughts. After this, we have the 7:30 news coming up, followed up by Popcorn Culture. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.